Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Ellie Danker and Bharati Jagdish with you. It is time now for the Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. Lots to focus on this morning where markets are concerned. Firstly, we were looking for indication that what would the Fed be looking at, Brian, early at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, investors indeed digesting inflation data around consumer prices in the U.S. rising slower than expected, which in a way could be good news. And that will be something for the Fed to indeed digest, as you mentioned,
for sure,
Elliot.
For sure.
Investors in Chinese markets are still feeling jitters over what's happening with the crackdown and unfolding woes around property giant Evergrande.
Yeah.
Constantly on Ryan's lips, Evergrande.
That is going to be a long-running series for us to keep watching. And also, on the radar, I've got the Apple new iPhones and watch. Is this a time to get into growth stocks like Apple? Let's get a bigger picture from Vasu Menon. He is the Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Morning, Vasu. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm very well, thank you.
Vasu, are you in the market for a new phone right now?
No, not really. I'm the kind of person who uses the same phone for, you know, close to 10 years, so I'm the wrong customer.
All right, so Apple's not taking their money from you. So you've got the new iPhone out. That is looking to entice consumers with upgrades to its camera, a better battery. So let's talk about what is your outlook on tech and FANG stocks right now. It's up around 8% this quarter. In fact, it's leading alongside defensive shares like utilities. What's driving their performance this quarter? And do you expect this to continue in the coming quarters?
I think these tech stocks will continue to do well. I mean, we're living in a very different world, a digital world, and this is a permanent fixture. It's a multi-year story.
Mm.
It's a game changer. It's transformational, right? It's not a 3-month, 6-month, or 1-2-year story. The next 10, 20 years, our kids are going to be living in a different world altogether, driven by technology. And, you know, and many of those changes will be driven by many of these big cap stocks, FANG stocks, as you call them. And so, yes, in the short term, you'll see bumps and bruises, but I think if you pick the medium-term picture, the next 3, 5 years, even 10 years, this stocks, I think, will do very, very well because, you know, the world we're living in is going to be a very digital world. And this will be the stocks in the forefront. So investors who put their money into these stocks have to take a long-term view, you know, and you must be ready to ride out the short-term volatility. From time to time, you will see pullbacks. If you don't have the stomach for that volatility, then avoid those stocks. But if you can take a long-term view, you have the holding power, then you must be in these stocks because I think technology is one of the multi-year themes that, you know, we are clearly focusing on, and some of these FANG stocks will be in the forefront of that.
Yeah, it's worth noting Apple is down 1% on the news and it's up year-to-date around 15% and pushing new record highs recently. And one of the signals we're looking out for around Apple's event is how inflation is playing out in the economy, whether iPhones will cost more. For reference, it's costing the same as last year. But going by the latest reading you are getting from consumer prices in the US for August, that came in cooler than expected at 5.3% versus 5.4%. Vasu, how do we read into the latest reading?
I think it doesn't change the dial at all, Ryan. I mean, yes, it's cooled off a little bit, a tad bit. But the reality is, you look at the absolute numbers, headline inflation is still 5.3%. Core inflation minus food and energy is still, core inflation is 4%, headline inflation is 5.3%. So essentially, you know, these numbers are still relatively high, which is why the initial reaction of Wall Street when the numbers were released was, you know, markets went up. Mm. And then you saw markets turn south and turn into negative territory. And I think investors came to terms with the fact that, hey, yes, it's good news, seems like good news, but when you look at the absolute number, it means that it doesn't move the dial. The Fed is still going to taper. And the other worry the investors have is whether this is really transitory. I mean, will this continue into next year? And, of course, other worries have come into play as well. I mean, you know, Delta variant, the tax hikes in the U.S., you know. So, yes, a bit of a breather with that inflation number, but I don't think it changes the dial at all. I mean, it doesn't change the picture. I mean, the Fed will continue to taper.
Are you on a bandwagon in terms of expectations of the Fed tapering later this year? And when they do taper, what is it going to mean for markets?
Well, you know, I think the good news is that the Fed has been preparing the markets for quite a while. So, you know, I don't think it's going to disrupt the market in a big way. Our view is that the Fed will probably announce tapering in November and then, you know, start tapering in December. And that could run up to, you know, the second half of next year. And if you cast your mind back to 2013, 2014, when the Fed tapered, yes, there was a lot of volatility, right? In the U.S. stock market, there's a lot of volatility, but during that two-year period, 2013-2014, the S&P 500 index appreciated 44%, and global equities appreciated 28%. So it is not a game changer. It's not going to derail stock markets because we are so well prepared, and we've got the benefit of hindsight from 2013 as well.
And one more thing we want to touch on is what's happening in China. Of course, there is a lot happening there, the regulation crackdown, and the one to watch out for now is China Evergrande, the property giant now under huge debts, and it has warned that its property sales will continue to drop. What is the fear of contagion doing for investors in Chinese markets? How do you see exposure to Chinese markets right now?
Well, you know, we are telling our clients to be careful with China because, you know, things are still not clear. There's still a lack of clarity, lack of policy clarity. And China is going through a triple whammy, right? You've got a slowdown in growth, you've got the regulatory crackdown, and then you've got, you know, the risk of defaults from property giants like Evergrande, right? So I think it's a triple whammy, and essentially the course is still not clear, still very hazy. Mm. Still not clear what the regulators are doing in terms of crackdown. Looks like every day or every other day in the news, you've got more news about crackdown. And we've got growth numbers coming out in China, and we're not sure how the Delta variant and the tightening of, you know, lending to the property sector is all impacting the economy. So a lot of it's still lack of clarity. So be cautious on China, although the valuations are now looking more attractive. But the macro picture is still very hazy. So we're telling clients, yeah, things may look attractive after close to 40% pullback, you know, on some of the major indices. But hey, things are still looking hazy. And even if you dip your toe in, you want to make sure that you only buy in very small amounts and not aggressively.
Yeah, a bit of a triple whammy for China. Slower growth, a bit of a clamp down effect, as well as the property contagion to watch out for. We've been chatting with Vasu Menon. He is the Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Vasu, thank you for your time as always.
Thank you, Ryan, and have a good morning.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.